We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. At this time every week, we talk with Lisa Lanier. She's our official attorney of this program. We call it Lawyer Up. She's inside several legal cases. We have a question for her that's not even on the docket.
Uh-oh. Surprise inspection.
A surprise inspection for her. But she can handle it. She always does. Hello, Lisa. How you doing?
Hey, I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Doing very well, thank you. We've heard of two stories of this, and we're thinking it's ageism on either side, young and old. There's a restaurant in Missouri called Bliss, upscale place, Caribbean.
It's not like your standard restaurant. I looked them up online. They don't have a website per se, Lisa, but they do have a Facebook page which shows a dance floor and a DJ and an enormous bar.
Okay, so anyhow, their thing is nobody under 30 is allowed into the restaurant slash bar. And in fact, guys have to be 35 or over. Women have to be 30 or over. And on the other end of the spectrum, our friend Veggie Bill just told us, in Nashville, there are clubs. And on singles night, nobody over 50 is allowed. Which hits me right between the eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Nobody over. So
that
I'm
wrong.
I'm screaming ageism on both ends of it here, but it is legal. That's not a protected class, correct?
Right. Well, so age discrimination is in employment is prohibited, and in limited circumstances, like it varies state to state. But I don't think that in Missouri that there's anything that protects them from having, if it's a private club, mm-hmm. you can define a private club, you know, any way you want. And so basically they, you know, they can have nights that there are certain ages not allowed. And there's communities, you know, there's all adult living communities and that sort of thing. So where you know, but, you know, you can have no one under 18 or no one under 21, pretty much accepted that you can have those kinds of gatherings or events or living communities.
Yes, exactly.
You always huff and puff, and she always shoots you down.
This is ageism. Now, look, I'm not single. I'm happily married. They call me Puffin Stuff. I'm happily married. But there's a time.
Why does that enter into it?
You just called me Puffin Stuff.
Well, who cares about your wedding? don't drag your wife into this.
Yeah. Because the singles club won't let you in. If I was single and 53, I couldn't get into the club.
I would be a sugar daddy.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not allowed in there. Ageism is
a thing.
But
that place in Florida that Biggie drives used to go see his mom and his family, that's that place called you have to be a certain age. The Villages.
The Villages.
You have to be a certain age to live there.
Yes, you have to be older to live there.
What if I'm 30 and I want a quiet lifestyle?
I think you should be. I think you should be allowed.
You're not there. You can't.
No, you're not. And then there are certain places that won't let kids in. That was another thing. Like, I remember about 10 years ago, a restaurant made big headlines by saying no children allowed.
Yeah, I'm all right with
nobody.
That.
I know you're all right with that. Ageism. On both ends of the spectrum, especially that singles club.
Lisa, do you know a divorce attorney, just in case, Kelly?
There's no divorce in my future, but my God, that just seems wrong.
Yeah.
Now, there's a woman here in New Jersey who's very upset at Bally's Casino, but more specifically, the group that makes a game that Bally's Casino has in Atlantic City, the Wheel of Fortune machine. It's a slot machine that Ronnie Beal played. She's 72 years old. She played in February. And she says, as soon as she played it, everybody came around and said, you're a winner.
And it went off. It says, you're a winner. And gold coins popped out. This guy, very nice guy, says, oh, my God, you hit. He said, lady, you are a millionaire.
Okay.
That's just another customer.
Yeah, right. She was not an employee. So because it's a jackpot, the Bally's employee has to come over. And she hit a button. Was it home? Is that what she hit?
She hit the home button.
And what does that do? I don't even remember what that does.
I don't know, but she hit it. And
when the guy came over, he said, the tilt message came up. And the tilt message means there's something wrong. You tilted the machine or something went wrong inside the machine.
That's when the sentences came up, tilted. When the man came over to talk to me, he said, lady, get it in your head. You won nothing.
Get it in your head.
God, there's like
one guy in one ear. Yeah. You're a millionaire. Lady, get it out of your head.
You won nothing. And she was like, in the span of 2 minutes, she went from being a millionaire, $1.27 million, to nada.
These machines never pay out.
And she's upset. Well, she's really upset.
And she was actually eligible to win $2.56 million because she not only hit the jackpot, but one of the little symbols that came up was the multiplier, and it was times two.
Wow.
So
wow.
So that's what's at stake is actually $2.56 million. And, you know, the unfortunate thing for her And I hope she didn't do something to, you know, to make this happen, like touching it or like hitting a button or whatever. But it's pretty clear in any state that has gaming that if there's a machine error and it's all posted all over these casinos, then that voids the win. And, you know, so they're, it's, the law is on their side, but there are lawyers that are specializing in going after these casinos in these situations and these game manufacturers. And they're, you know, sending a letter that's a spoliation letter saying, hey, don't get rid of that machine. And they're having it inspected and seeing if there was actually something wrong with it, seeing if it was properly maintained. And so they are getting some settlements. There was a lady that had a, like a, some crazy, like $40 million win that they claimed was an error. And she ended up settling with them for a lot of money. So I think they are starting to settle some of these because, I mean, you know, and this was all on videotape.
Mm-hmm.
So if she, you know, all, I mean, not tape, there's no tape, mm-hmm. all on cell phone cameras, you know.
Right. Yeah.
And I mean, because a whole ton of people started tape, you know, videoing it. And so they can go back and look and see, like, was it a valid win? And then she bumped the machine after the fact, and that might be a winner. That might be a winning argument.
Now, Lisa, you had mentioned that some of these customers are winning settlements. Is it from the casinos or is it, from, in this case, like Ronnie's case, from the manufacturer of the machine?
Well, she'll go after both because they have a a contract, and they may have, you know, an indemnity clause between the two of them. So it may be that, like, International Game Technology has to pay under the contract with Bally's. That would just be sorted out, you know, on the back end. But some of them are settling now. It used to be they would just fight those things, and they were really nasty to her. They escorted her out and told her never come back.
Yeah, they did.
The last thing a casino wants is a winner.
Yeah. Get this through your head, lady. You won nothing.
I think it's crooked that they sent them to the machine owner. Yeah. I go into the casino, and that's who I'm playing with.
Yeah. You're right.
That's
you know,
the
it's
house.
Their house money and my money against each other, and that should end there.
Well, but you know, that, not to get too inside our business, but sometimes we give away concert tickets, right?
Yeah.
And so we give them away, and then if there's a problem, a lot of times it's with Ticketmaster. But the people come to us and they say, "I didn't get my tickets." Well, it was
we're the go-between.
You know, kind of like the casino. But I'm with you on that. I mean, that's who you deal with.
Yeah, and that is crooked.
They're on the.
As soon as that woman left, if I'm running the casino, I take that machine and toss it into the Atlantic.
Right off the pier.
with the casino manager
that
night.
That's right.
Here, you go too.
Do it quick before that lawyer sends you that letter.
Right. Now, do you think, is the reason they're settling, we discussed this, I don't think, let's say they don't settle and they fight her all the way, I don't think it'll hurt their business at all. Do you?
I don't think so. I mean, if they do it enough, it might start to, you know, I mean, like if one casino just did it a bunch and had a bunch of, you know, not valid. But I don't think so. I don't think people are so into gambling, and I don't think they really care.
I know.
You're right. We agree on that.
We're looking at Biggie. Biggie does that online game. I play it once in a while.
It's legal sports gambling.
It's legal sports gambling.
Don't just say online.
No, it's illegal. It's legal sports gambling.
But when you get all these tickets at these casinos now and you get slips of paper, the romance is gone of all the coins that come out, the jangling.
The machines spitting out money.
Yeah, I hate that. Those days are gone.
I agree.
Too bad.
A place near and dear to our hearts, Lisa and I have both been on this water slide, and we've talked about it before. It's a water slide at Typhoon Lagoon Water Park at Disney World, and it's one of those that goes straight vertical, straight down. We've ridden it before. I know I have, and I think you have too, Lisa.
Oh, yeah, I have, yeah.
We talked about one woman a couple of years ago who got the ultimate wedgie and had injuries to her genitalia because she rode this water slide.
Yeah, the two big things you get, a head injury or a vag tear.
That's right.
I want to do that.
That's right. One or the other.
Welcome to Disney.
Yeah. There's two lines, one for vag tears and one, one for head injury.
You want tube A or tube B?
That's right. So this woman took tube B, and she wound up getting a head injury. She said she was knocked unconscious, and she has a brain injury from riding this water slide.
What's it called, the titty twister?
It was not the titty twister. What is it? Cowabunga. It's the cowabunga. It's a 214-foot drop with a 60-degree angle, so it's...
It's a humongous cowabunga.
I rode it. I've ridden it two or three times, and the ride takes all of about 2 seconds. It is... And you're down. It's scary. She says that not only did she go down, she was unconscious, but her fiancé had to come and pull her out of the water, and then Disney employees said, get your hands off her, because they wanted to assist her. But he said, well, you were nowhere around when she was flailing in the water and unconscious. So what do you think now? A lawsuit against Disney over this. Your thoughts, Lisa?
Yeah, I think they'll settle with her. There have been so many injuries there. And, you know, they know that it's risky. That's why the guy at the top or the girl at the top will always tell you, keep your arms, you know, crossed behind your head to prevent a head injury. And keep your legs crossed so you don't get a vag tear.
That's right.
And,
Kelly, that's for you.
But
and,
listen.
I wonder if she failed to keep her arms crossed behind her head. That'd be the only thing that could reduce, because Florida is a comparative fault, that could reduce her recovery, but it wouldn't prohibit her probably from recovering.
Mm-hmm. I've not ridden the ride. I'm sorry, Lisa, but I did see some videos of it when we first talked about the story, Lisa. And when people hit the bottom, they kind of bounce off the side.
Yeah.
You know, like the way... off either side, and I bet that's where it happened.
Probably.
It's not the drop, it's the landing zone.
That's true.
And it was made worse by the fact that there were no lifeguards, and she was unconscious underwater, so I mean, that added to her,
But wouldn't you think, aren't there almost always...
That's where they should be.
They're at the bottom. They are there, usually, right, Lisa?
Apparently they were. Maybe they were like doing a shift change or something.
Smoke break. And Lisa, I'd like it on the record that when you said something about vag tears, Dave interrupted and said, "That's for you, Chris Kelly."
Objection.
Oh, I have an objection there.
That was unneeded. That was an attack.
I mean, you were in the middle of
sustained.
Explaining.
Sustained.
Thank you. That's
well, as a gentleman,
that is untoward.
I mean, that could be a ball pusher too.
Well, it could.
I'm sure there's a male equivalent of a vag tear.
It's bad.
Go up in your stomach.
It's bad. Yeah. I mean, that thing is, it takes your, it's an ultimate wedgie.
I mean, you've got to imagine somebody gets slightly damaged on this thing every day down there, don't you? I mean, how much does it take for them to say, you know what, that's enough of this.
Would they ever just close their eyes?
Well, you know what I wonder, and you don't ever hear about this, but I wonder how many people get like an enema from it. You know what I mean? And like poop the water. I mean, because that's another thing that,
You'll never know.
Shoves it right up there.
You got it. They should tell you at the top of the ride, clench those butt cheeks too.
They should. Clench your butt cheeks. They should say that.
This is only getting worse.
Right. That's a fun ride where you got to worry about the enema and the vag tear and the head injury.
Maybe put on an iron diaper when you go down.
It's a rough ride. I'll tell you that. Lisa Lanier, fantastic as always, despite Dave's comment about my vag.
I know.
Leave
his vag alone, man.
Thank you, Lisa.
Would you please, Dave?
Thank you, Dave.
It's hard to do.